From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said on Saturday that he and his party were ready for the election ordered by the Supreme Court and cautioned the Chief Justice not to interfere with the electoral body so the polls could be conducted as soon as possible.
You've done your ruling. We have respected it. Let IEBC do their job. Let them declare the date and write our letters, meet at the ballot.
The court's decision to annul the August 8th election results was an unprecedented move in Africa, where governments often hold sway over judges. On Friday, during an impromptu rally in Nairobi, Kenyatta criticized the court for ignoring the will of the people and dismissed the Chief Justice's colleagues as crooks. Details of the rulings will be released within 21 days. Human rights activist Lilian Tintori, the wife of Venezuela's best-known detained political leader Leopoldo Lopez, says she has been barred from leaving the country. Tintori said she had been scheduled to meet European leaders and vowed to continue her tour.
It will be completed, and it will be completed well, and the voice of each and every one of us will be represented at each meeting.
Venezuela's opposition says the Maduro government has stepped up repression of opponents this year, while officials say they are acting to stop violent coup plots fomented by the United States and other foreign powers. Cambodian opposition leader Kem Sokha was arrested in Phnom Penh early on Sunday, and the government of veteran Prime Minister Hun Sen said he was accused of treason. The government said in a statement that it was in possession of a video clip and other evidence to support the claim. This is VOA News. Floodwaters are beginning to recede in Houston, Texas, and although the rain has stopped, assessing its impact on the health of Houston's residents is only beginning. Carol Pearson reports.
With lots of water and daytime temperatures in the 30s, Houston is a perfect breeding ground for mosquitoes and bacteria.
The public health concerns following Hurricane Harvey go way beyond the immediate flooding and rainwater. The concerns extend to mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. Mental health is a concern. Mold growing in damaged homes is a concern.
There are concerns that people exposed to floodwater can develop multi-drug-resistant staph infections, or E. coli, bacteria that can kill.
If wastewater treatment facilities are overwhelmed, there's potential for sewage to get into the water. And then there's the drinking water that comes out of the tap, which is threatened as well.
As the water recedes, mold and respiratory problems due to mold can increase. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
The UNHCR said thousands of individuals have crossed by boat and on foot into Bangladesh within the last 24 hours as they flee violence in western Myanmar. VOA's Tom Turco provides background details.
Both Myanmar security officials and insurgents from the Rohingya ethnic minority are accusing each other of burning down villages and committing atrocities against civilians. The military has said nearly 400 people, most of them insurgents, have died in armed clashes. Since Friday, tens of thousands more refugees have crossed the border seeking safety.
The UN Refugee Agency says roughly 60,000 people have arrived in Bangladesh since the violence erupted on August 25th. North Korea's official news agency said leader Kim Jong-un inspected the loading of a hydrogen bomb into a new intercontinental ballistic missile. South Korea's main spy agency has previously asserted that it does not think Pyongyang currently has the ability to develop miniaturized nuclear weapons that can be mounted on ballistic missiles. Some experts think the North may have mastered that technology. In July, North Korea tested two ICBM-class missiles that may be possible of striking parts of the mainland United States. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said Saturday that his country, and in his State of the Union address, that security is the government's top priority. This is amid growing violence that is marring his fifth year in office, and despite figures showing significant drops in crime-fighting results. Peña Nieto said there has been progress in education reform and infrastructure progress, but acknowledged the bloodshed that's on pace to be the country's worst in years. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.